The natural gas pipeline that runs through 8 counties in North Carolina will cross 367 bodies of water. 53 of those streams have little to no flow, so open-cut crossings were proposed. Workers dig a trench, pipe is laid from bank to bank, and the area is filled in and restored to its original state. Duke Energy spokesperson Tammy McGee says some of the crossings were impacted by the Department of Environmental Quality's request to instead use dry ditch methods.
So only about 16 of the crossings will be materially impacted by switching to the drier method of construction.
Workers will now build sandbag dams both upstream and downstream and divert the water during construction. McGee says she doesn't expect the modifications will delay the timeline for the project, which is set to receive final approval in time to begin construction by the end of the year.
Because the project has been under scrutiny by a lot of eyes in the state, every step has been, looked at from every angle. So we've just tried to keep the public informed of where we are in the process and what does this mean and what does it look like.
Earlier this month, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the $5 billion Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which will transport natural gas 600 miles through West Virginia, and North Carolina. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.